Welcome to the Andy Lowe Show. I'm Andy Lowe, giving you all the conversations you never knew you needed to have. And in this episode, we're going to peruse the news.
Leonardo DiCaprio is currently being roasted across land, bridge and sea, as he's reportedly now dating a 19-year-old model. Of course, Leo's a 48-year-old man, so a lot of people have been frowning upon this particular decision. At this point, it seems almost like Leo's got his own homemade carousel, where he lines them all up, ages 19 to 24, and then just rotates them every year or so. Doesn't probably work out too well for the girls, because every year and bit of time that passes, his balls get a little bit more crinklier, and that willy gets a little bit... I don't know if I can get through this. No, I can't. I can't do it.
However, there's a few things to unpack here, which points what to, I believe, is the larger issue. Leonardo DiCaprio is a famous actor and has been for the past, well, probably about a good 40-odd years since he was a child actor in Hollywood. Absolute multi-millionaire, however many 10 times over, and he's a fairly a good-looking chap. And what does this point at? This points out if one of the best, most talented, richest actors in Hollywood is choosing a 19-year-old girl, we can surmise that the value of a woman is not her character, is not her experience or what she has to offer, but it's something as trivial as her age and number and probably being a model at the same time. Now, I think that riles people more than the fact that he's dating a girl who's quite young. I think it's more reiterates the value of a woman being intrinsically tied to age. Well, I'm here to tell you that is not the case. This is just one man, and you don't know why he's dating this 19-year-old. Is it to make him feel young? Is he looking for love? I don't want to judge too harshly, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he's probably not looking for love, nor the mother of his future children, or anything remotely similar in those facets. So I don't want to give this too much attention, especially as it didn't need much, and that's what's going on with Leo. So is he right to be roasted or not? I'll let you decide, but either way, live your life and be carefree. Beyonce's just announced her new world tour, Renaissance, or Renaissance, whichever you prefer. As a picture of her has gone super viral, where she's mounting a prop horse dressed in a skimpy outfit, which she looks like she's robbed from Claire's Accessories. Doesn't need me to tell you that although a lot of people have gone somewhat fanatical and obsessed with this picture, have posted it absolutely across the seas, I can't help think about the practicalities. What do you do? So you go into work, probably somewhat early-ish start for them. I imagine it'd be like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. You have a couple of people in makeup and costume, and they're going to be gluing or velcroing or pritz sticking diamante crystals all over your nutsack. And then after I've got my crystal nutsack, then tell me to mount that plastic horse over there. That shapes up to be one colder noose, let me tell you about that. And then you sit there and pretend to be empowered whilst a bunch of hot lights shine in your eyes. I don't know about you, but I would need a bloody strong cup of tea to get through that day. In fact, I would prefer just to see a video of how that process was made and the reaction of mounting a cold plastic horse with a bunch of crystals all over your sphincter. I can't imagine that's the most pleasant feeling in the world. However, more power to her. She got through it and the picture probably looks amazing. Somewhat floozy-esque, but I'm not going to judge. She can do what she wants. She's in the business of entertainment, and entertainment means eyeballs and asses in seats. So she's got to do what she's got to do to promote herself. I believe the tour starts in May this year sometime. I'm not sure which city she's starting at, where she's going to, but I'm sure she's going to have a bloody rollick of a time. Loads of auto-tune and probably a little bit of lip-syncing just sprinkled in and out here and there. Next up, Google Maps is having a massive overhaul and update, and including AI technology. So now when you'll be able to search the streets, you'll also be able to check out what the street looks like at a particular time, a particular day, and it will have weather patterns and cycles in there as well. I've had a brief look at it, and it also looks like you'll be able to almost web swing your way through cities and towns like your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, and you'll be able to go inside of buildings, restaurants, and check out locations to see if actually that is where you want to go. Just points to the larger fact that AI is literally spreading everywhere like wildfire, but at the moment in kind of subtle and nuanced ways where it's just sort of amplifying experiences, but it's going to raise some broader questions in the future, which we'll get into at a later date. And lastly, we have something for the Harry Potter fans out there, Hogwarts Legacy. has been released, and with that has brought quite a lot of controversy, as a lot of people have tried to boycott the game under what the author of Harry Potter has said on her Twitter. A lot of people didn't favour those remarks too kindly and have attempted to boycott it, and despite their attempt, Hogwarts Legacy is the number one selling game at the moment. Have you bought your Hogwarts Legacy game, or are you going to wait for the reviews? And if so, what house are you going to be? Are you going to be the badger, the snake, the griffin, or the raven? Did I get them all right? I don't know. Let me know in the comments if I get them all right. That's completely off by heart. I, for one, am super excited about this game. I wasn't a huge fan of the Harry Potter series growing up. I feel like I was just on the tail end and perhaps just a little bit too old when it started. So kind of didn't get into it until a little bit later when the movies were released, and then actually I quite enjoyed them, mostly as well because they had a phenomenal stacked house of great actors from top to bottom with an amazing soundtrack and score and great themes and undertones as well, so it was naturally it's a lot easier to get into. Now apparently in the game you're able to choose your house and have many options that pick the right or wrong, or the good or evil sides and choices which you'll come across in the story. I, for one, just want to whip out my wand, I mean the wand I got from Ollivanders, and jump on a broomstick, shouting every spell I know at every random creature and being known to man, and actually just run around Hogwarts being like, oh, this is brilliant, interacting with the ghosts in the painting, perhaps trying to find every hidden dungeon and tunnel known to beast, man, and child. I'm super pumped for this game, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a little play on it when I get it through, and then I'm going to come back to you guys and I'll include it in further news and give you a little update and let you know how it was. But from outside looking in, it looks family friendly and does look like a lot of love and attention and lore based material true to the whole Harry Potter franchise has been upheld. So from that angle at least, I think for every Harry Potter fan out here, this is going to be a really good ride for you. Right, I've been Andy Lowe. You've been great. See you in the next episode.